19 is from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, relative to dual appointments, temporary assignments to a higher classification, temporary appointments, and emergency appointments. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
I don't know. I've been on personnel a long time. Doesn't mean I know anything more than anybody, but I see that. But as far as my handle on temporary appointments and emergency appointments, I mean, do we have a philosophy or do we have a game plan? Is it just dependent on departments? I mean, 5/20/2012 emergency appointment. Is emergency over by now? This is, April 2013. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a special, but I mean, that's why we get these, I guess, and so we ask these questions. Right. And you got one in 9, and you got one in 10, of 12. So I'm just wondering, at what juncture do we really look at these and say, well, maybe we should just make them regular appointments, not emergency appointments, and not temporary appointments, kind of stuff we talked about last time, which I'm sorry brings me to my another question. I don't need a long explanation. I know we've had a long day already, but what else is new? Okay, is a lot of these situations, and I know it's been difficult, but where are we in our employee handbook? Thank you.
Well, to answer the first question first.
Thank you.
The individual you pointed out here with the May 20th date, we were just discussing that in the back of the room. His emergency appointments are allowed for up to 6 months, and they can be extended. So his had been extended through the Civil Service Commission. So we're okay there, but you're correct. We do want to make a permanent appointment there. So we're looking at that process to bring him on board, and we'd consider that for the others as well. We do have some requests from departments for what's known as AB 306s, and we're going to process those in accordance with the rules. Emergencies and temporary appointments are sort of governed by statutes and our own rules and civil service rules, so we try to navigate through all of that. And I'm sorry if that sounds like it's clouding the room, but that's sort of the environment we work in.
Well, here would be my quick follow-up then on just that. Then it is, everything goes forward unless we ask. So, but if you have explanations like that, just like we try to put in the comm, well, it's hired because they assume new duties. Now, I don't know if you need to put it on this, but, if you just attach a little memo or when they come up, he announces 1670, well, here's a couple situations that you should be aware of. We had to do this. I mean, it's 2 more minutes really only, and otherwise why do we do this? Okay? Right. But we should be aware, and if there's circumstances, because people ask us or the couple questions that, Supervisor Collin asked about the appointments and it's good for us to have this information. I mean, we're the committee. So I know the state doesn't like that because we ask questions and meddle in things, but I think we need to.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, if it would assure that we would get no further follow-up questions, we'd be happy to do it that way.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have an answer?
How about the handbook question?
Oh, yeah. I know we've talked about the reasons why it took as long as it did in terms of the crosswalk that the committee wasn't comfortable moving forward on. So that was one of the big reason held up. We actually have it done. We don't have a graphics person in my department, so we have an employee in another department who's been willing to help us finalize it. She should have it done, I think, by tomorrow, and then we're determining the printing process. We really don't want to print it unless we have to, because we have certainly can post it online. So we're really at that point, and then we roll it out through managers and employees. So we're pretty close.
Mr. Chairman, one other note on this report. We do have the TAC list, and to tie back to our earlier conversation, mm-hmm. the TAC report that you see is these are TACs of a certain duration. We do have a number of TACs that start and end between committee cycles, and we don't report those. Historically, those have not been reported. We do have those tracked, and I don't have the report with me. I don't know if Ms. Mitchell does, but in our review of it, it appeared that there were about 20 to 25% of those TACs were of a duration less than 20 days. Vacation coverage, sick leave, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Just for the record.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did want the director and deputy director to know when you put something in the justification column, that's helpful. That's very helpful. I'd rather see that than not see that. Or, in this case, item number 17. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further? If not, then we're done with that. We have the two audits to go through.
to number 11 first, and then 22.
Mr. Hare, do you have a preference which one we do first?
I think the sheriff's wanting longer than transit, Chairman.
Okay, let's do that.
Is that item 11?